Start recording. Record. Gold wave.
Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is James Malone. I'm new to podcasting. I've never really done a podcast before. But we're going to have a crack at it today and upload it and see what you guys think. Contact details, of course, at the end. This, believe it or not, is my 5th time in this. And the reason why is because today I'm going to be podcasting Nero Burning ROM. Or rather, no, not Nero Burning ROM, sorry. A program that people consider really inaccessible, but it is a lot of ways, but it is still pretty usable. It's called Nero Start Smart. Basically, what has been happening is all the other times, because the CD I'm going to be burning today is about Windows Vista, and it's been full, and I actually want to show you it burning, and whilst it's burning, I want to talk about it. So, I'm going to press Windows M to go to the desktop and minimize all.
Desktop folder view with.
I'm going to press N.
Nero Start Smart.
And then I'm going to press Enter. Sorry, I forgot to close my drive. Basically, what's going to happen in a sec, which I forgot to do, come up with a list of actions. I'll just go take no action. But I will let you hear it.
Nero starts to activate, press space bar.
It's loading something. Probably the list of actions. Sorry if it does. Just close it.
Title it is Nero Start Smart CD Drive D Dot.
Okay. Actions list. And in the actions list there is in the second one.
Open writable CD folder using Windows Explorer.
Okay, I'm going to go up again. What's with this computer today?
Title is CD drop. Burn new CD using Nero Start Smart. Open writable.
Basically, that burn new CD would take you to exactly the same spot as I am.
Burn new CD.
I'm just going to go down.
Burn an audio. Take no action.
And press enter on take no action so we can go back to our little
Nero
peaceful
program.
Okay, basically what I was trying to say, this is a sort of weird interface. And to start off, we're going to press a pretty odd key in a program like this. You can either press the tab key or as I find easier at the right arrow key.
Select your disk type.
Okay. It has come up with a thing called select your disk type. I'm going to press right arrow and I'll show you. Pardon me. Why?
CD button to activate, press space bar.
I press right arrow and now I'm going to press left arrow because I have a CD and a
DVD button.
A DVD burner, player, CD burner, and player drive in one. So I'm going to press right arrow.
CD button.
And I'm
going to
press
space bar.
And I'm going to press space.
Choose your category.
I'm going to press right arrow.
Favorites button.
And again.
Data button.
And again.
Audio button.
I'm
going to
press down arrow.
Press space bar. Make audio CD button.
Yep, that's odd. Press down arrow once you get to the one you want and press space. In my case, it's make an audio CD. I'm so sorry this is not professional podcast. I am only new to podcasting, as I said. But anyway, explain more when I'm burning. Okay, basically what it's going to do now, it's going to morph into a program called Nero Express. So Nero Start Smart it'll sort of swap, say. It'll open Nero Express in a sec.
Neural Express Dialog. My audio CD adds the audio files you want to burn. You can add audio files from your hard drive or from audio CDs to navigate use tab.
Okay, that's Neural Express, and it automatically read the dialogue. I might edit a bit of that. I'm editing this podcast to make it a bit more enjoyable. And I'm going to take that long space out. It's not the computer that's slow, it's the program itself. This computer is really fast, except for this program, I find. Okay, I'm going to press tab instead of right arrow. Here is something where you can press tab.
Zero button.
Don't worry, it's just my MSN. should have signed out, really. But, oh well. Sorry about that. Okay, I'm going to press tab again.
Next button.
And again.
More button to activate. Press space
bar. And again.
Button to activate. Press space bar. Save button.
And again.
Add button to activate.
Now, I don't know what that ordinary button is before the save button. I haven't tried that yet. But, a lot of things I don't really know about this program. But, anyway, I am now going to press space. You can also press Alt-A, which is a shortcut. I didn't let Jaws read it, but I can quote it from memory. Okay, I'm going to press space. And we'll see what comes up next.
Select files and folders. Select files and folders dialog. Location. Combo box. Part 3. 10 of 13.
Okay. Select files and folders. Sometimes what happens is when this opens, it doesn't really read, so you have to press Alt-Tab to get over to it. But sometimes it just works, and today might be our lucky day. Rather my lucky day. Well, anyway, I'm going to press Tab.
List 1, list view, not select.
Okay, before I go any further, I'm going to explain something. There's two ways to do a lot of things in the arrow. And there is two ways to do this particular thing. When I first came in, it came up with a location dialog. I could either use that, but there is another way. To tab just once, and you'll find a list view. When you're in the list view, if you're somewhere where you don't want to be, you backspace. But if you're in your main folder, you can just press down arrow. Okay, I'm going to press backspace. You heard me probably pressing it, but you didn't hear Jaws do anything. That's because it didn't say anything. That's a bit of a quirk here. It's a bit annoying, but we all live with that. Because, basically, with this program, it's pretty inaccessible. It does work a bit, but I'm thinking writing scripts for it. But basically, to cut a long story short, it doesn't really read things when you press a backspace key and you go to another folder, like Microsoft Word would. If you're looking for a document that was in a special folder and you went to the wrong folder, or you're in another folder, press backspace and it comes up with the not selected list view. This one does, but it doesn't talk. So I'm going to press down arrow. I'm in my main folder.
Backup files.
Okay, I'm going to keep down arrowing. Another thing is you can't use first letter navigation. But basically, you can just keep arrowing down. It's a bit annoying, but I'll keep arrowing down until I hear something called part one, and I'll explain. Whilst it's burning, I'll explain a lot of things. It's a bit sluggish, so I had to rapidly download. Down arrow.
Part one.
Okay, I'm going to press enter on part one. And then I'm going to press down arrow again, because I'm in part one, but that's another. It tells you basically files you have in the list.
A guide to Windows list.
Okay. That isn't maximized. I've tried maximizing it, but it doesn't really say it all, and I'll explain that in the burning as well. Okay, so I'm going to press down arrow to make sure it's selected. And that's the only item in the folder. I'm going to press tab once.
File types, combo box, all and formats. Wave, log.
Oh, sorry. Basically, this is, say if you had an MP4 file, and you only wanted it to view your MP4 files in that particular folder, if you happen to have any, which I don't. But basically, you keep going down, and displays only all your MP4 files in that particular folder, and you can add them. And it's basically that's what the whole thing is. And there's a few file types, but I leave mine at all because I have various range of file types. So I'm going to press tab again.
Add button to activate.
I'm going to press spacebar.
Nero, it's the audio files you want to burn.
I'm going
to
press control. You heard that dialogue before. And it'll come up with...
Adding file less dialogue. Nero Express dialogue. My audio CD adds...
Sorry, is that... I think that's the only part that it would really do that for. But... Anyhow, I'm going to press tab.
List one, list view, not selected, a guide to win.
Okay, in the list view, I'm going to press backspace. And I'm going to down arrow.
Backup files.
Keep down arrowing until I hear part two. Because basically I'm going to have to do this over two or three CDs. But I'm only going to podcast one.
Dropbox.
Oh, gone too far.
Part 5.
Keep up arrowing now.
Part 3.
Up arrowing.
Part 2.
Enter. Down arrow.
A guide to Windows list.
Okay. This is second one. Okay, so I'm going to press tab once. Well, I'm going to press it twice, actually.
File types, combo
and again.
Box, add button.
And press space.
Nero, it's my audio seat.
Now, I'm going to follow a different different procedure here. Because for this CD, I'm going to click finish. I'm going to press shift tab once.
Finish.
By default, it was in the location box. I'm going to press space.
My audio CD adds the audio files you want to burn.
Basically, it's the same dialogue. Except, I'm going to press tab.
List 2, list view. Not selected, one guide to Windows Vista 3827, 1 of 2. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
This is what I call my track list. Basically, your track list is the second list, which can be accessed once you... have the finish button, so it'll display how many tracks and the names of the tracks you have put onto the CD. So I'm going to press tab.
No pause between tracks. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt plus N.
Pretty self-explanatory. I don't really want my tracks to have no pause. I'm happy with a couple of seconds pause.
Normalize all audio files. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt plus N.
I pressed tab, by the way. And I don't know what normalize is. I think it's got something to do with the file types. I haven't mucked around with that yet. I'm going to do that, though. But for the purposes of this demonstration, I'm not really going to bother. And also, in the finish button, I was going to press Alt-F. Also, for that's a shortcut that I didn't really let Jaws read, but I know them off by heart. Might consider myself to be a bit of a nerd, but anyway, use this program so much. But, basically, I just wanted to let you know about that finish button. That it actually was there. Okay, I'm going to press tab again.
Nero button. And again. Press space. Next button to activate, press space bar. Alt plus N.
Alt N is the next button. Okay, I'm going to press space.
Nero button to activate, press spacebar.
Okay, that's just in the on the focus Nero button. Press tab.
Back button to activate,
and again.
Burn button.
Here we go. See if it works. Press space, by the way. Sure it will work.
List one, list view. Zero items to activate, press spacebar. Stop button.
And?
To activate, press spacebar.
It appears that it is working. I'm going to explain some things. The reason I should be able to explain the humming of the hard drive if you can hear it. But the reason why I had to do this 4 times is because, like I've said, they don't fit. They didn't fit because I tried the whole thing, put all 5 parts of it, tried fit. Okay. So, basically, is a bitch. It's this, but
21%, 98%.
Sorry, that's like what I'm thinking of doing. I can try to upgrade that. Because 21%. It used to have Windows 2000 work really fine. It's got a 1 gig processor, 128 MB of RAM, 20 gig hard drive.
100%, 100%.
And that was 100%, basically 99%. Help out people a lot. Read email. I'll do that both here and at the end so you guys can make sure. My MSN, feel free to add me to any of these or anything. My MSN 91%. Is James_is_really
85%
underscore cool at hotmail.com. And that is J-A-M-E-S underline I-S-L-Y H-O-T
100%
M
100%
A I L. com.
100%
James_is_really_cool 100%. At my Skype address for L the whole thing. Just yep. O N E 1. Sorry, that was just my thing completed. 2 3
Neural Express dialogue. Burn process completed successfully at 32x4800 kbps. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
4 Sorry about that. Little interruption there. But, and my email address before I open this thing is my Outlook email address to email me. You can email me at Hotmail, but, well, I never really check it, and I think it will be a lot easier. So, we'll just rule out the whole email Hotmail thing. Just Hotmail thing, you can use my MSN. My email is, my Outlook email is james.malone35@yahoo.com.au. In other terms, it's J. No capitals or full stops for any of this. Well, there are full stops, but I'll tell you when. Okay, so this is normal letters for pretty much present. Okay, J A M E S dot M A L O N E 35, the number 35. The at sign YAHOO for Yahoo dot COM dot AU. And that's all my contact details. So basically, you should be able to get that, and you gotta press space now.
Next button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus N.
Okay, I'm gonna press space again. It's automatically focused on the next one, but anyway.
What
near a button.
To activate, press space bar.
CD here for a moment. Press tab.
Exit button.
Press to space.
Activate, press space.
and we come that exit it normal way, Alt F4. Escape doesn't really work, I don't think. Stuff and see if it's queried up actually. That's odd.
Gold wave.
Okay.
Gold. Oh, title is Jaws.
Jaws.
Make Nero digital. Jaws.
Ooh, hang on.
Nero start smart dialogue. Jaws. Nero start smart dialogue. Make MP3 disk button to activate.
Okay. Just close that.
Jaws. Gold wave.
Okay. Basically, that's it.
For a list of gold wave comes.
Now, I will just assume that you heard it, which pretty good. So you heard all my contact details and stuff. I was going to give them out at the end, but I'm not. You guys probably already heard it. But anyway, have a great day and week and stuff, and I'll probably podcast again soon. See ya.